This is Chris Brooks. Thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Be sure and subscribe for free so that you don't miss an episode. For more information, visit our website, equipradio.org. Chris Brooks here, and I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Did you know that we are funded by the generosity of listeners just like you? Would you help us finish this month strong? Just call 888-644-4144 or give at equipradio.org.
Please enjoy the following pre-recorded encore presentation of Equipped with Chris Brooks.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to another exciting edition of Equipped with Chris Brooks. I am so thrilled you've joined us today. Can you do me a favor? Strap on your seatbelt. We're going to navigate through the contours of culture, as always, with the lens of the biblical worldview on. But before we do that, let me remind you, this is the day that the Lord has made. He has given it as a gift so that you and I can rejoice and be glad in it. So let's do just that. Let's follow the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And with that, I welcome you into what will be a very interactive edition of Equip. Well, I'm so fired up to be in March, and as we are making our quick march to Holy Week, I think about what this month represents. Not only is it a great month for us to reflect on the truth of the gospel, on the lordship of Jesus Christ, on his death, burial, and resurrection and ultimate triumph, but I also think it's a great time for us to pass these truths along to the next generation. And when I think about passing truth along to the next generation, I think about what it means to be a dad. Now, many of you guys know, Yeldi and I, my wife and I, have 5 children at home who are awesome kids. I love my kids, but each one of them affirms the doctrine of the fall. And I mean that very lovingly. They are great kids. And they are awesome kids, but they also are sinners needing salvation. And I thank God for his grace. But when I think about the culture that they're being raised in, I say to myself, man, not only what do I have to teach them, but what lies are they being taught that we have to unlearn as well? And I'm always looking for resources to help us as we disciple our children. And I came across a resource that I love so much that I said, man, I got to get this into the hands of every family in America. And so I'm on a mission to do just that, or at least as many families as I possibly can. It's called Lies Boys Believe. And I love this book. It's an epic quest for truth. And I want you to get a copy of this book. It comes with a parent guide as well. So there's 2 books that go along with this kind of twin pack. Lies Boys Believe, and there's also a parent guide as well. And I want you to be a part of this journey. So all month long, we are focused in on helping you to rescue your boys, rescue our boys, our sons, our grandsons from the lies that the enemy, the adversary of their soul is trying to convince them of. I want it for Cameron and Judah, my sons, and I want it for your sons and grandsons as well. So with a gift of any amount to the ministry this month, we're going to send it over to you. And I would love that journey, this quest for truth, to start today. The phone number, 888-644-4144. Now, I wish I could show up at your doorstep, but I can't do that. But I can respond to everyone who calls. We'll send it out to you ASAP. 888-644-4144. I got choked up about it. That's how excited I am. Or go to equipradio.org. Let's introduce the authors, Aaron Davis and Jason Davis, 2 awesome people. Aaron is a popular speaker. She's an author, a blogger, a podcaster, a mom, a wife. So grateful for Aaron, her contribution to the True Woman blog as well. If you're familiar with Revive Our Hearts ministry, you know Aaron and probably appreciate her ministry deeply. Aaron, welcome. And she is joined by her bodyguard, better known as her husband, Jason. He is awesome as well, the co-author of the book, Lies Boys Believe. Jason, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having us on your program.
It's an honor. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm well. It's always good when I get to do one of these with Jason by my side. I call him my better two-thirds. So we're glad to have this conversation together.
Well, I love the fact that you get to be in the hot seat. I've seen you do a lot of interviews. And so now I get to ask the tough probing questions.
All right.
And
we'll take it.
You get a chance to answer them. So let me come out the gate with Jason. Jason, what is it like being the father of four boys? Tell us a little bit about your family makeup and what it's like being a dad of boys.
Well, I was in prayer time with some folks from staff this morning, and one of the ladies recently announced that she was pregnant, and we were rejoicing about that. And she was expressing that, you know, she was nervous but excited. And I said, that's how it is the whole time. Nervous but excited. It's a wonderful, terrifying journey. And you just got to tighten your seatbelt and hope for the best, you know. But the Lord's leading us, and we're doing our best to follow him and his guidance as we raise up these boys. And the subtitle of the book, An Epic Quest for Truth, it's an adventure raising boys. You never know what you're going to get from one day to the next.
A little extra terrifying at our house because our oldest just got his driver's license. So that's new territory for us. Four boys, 16, 14, 10, and 5. But the driving thing, it's new new and scary.
There we go. Wonderfully terrifying. Yeah, I love that. That's what it means to raise boys.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
Go ahead, Jason. What were you saying?
Oh, Aaron said, how are you so calm about all this? And I said, I'm only calm on the outside.
That's right. That's right. That's right. If you can see the inside, you know that I am pulling my hair out. No, it's great. And I love it. I love being a dad. And I love discipling my boys. Why did you, Aaron, feel like this book has to be written?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's raising kids, I mean, I've only ever raised kids in this era, and I know every era has challenges, but this era definitely does. And our sons have an enemy, and he's relentless. And I've seen that in their lives and in the lives of their friends, and that there's hope, of course. The truth of Jesus is more powerful than the lies of the enemy, but we do need to parent with our eyes wide open. Yes. And recognize that wherever there are lies, there's a liar, and also that there's truth. We stand on the shoulders of several other books. Nancy DeMoss wrote Lies Women Believe. There's Lies Men Believe. There's Lies Young Women Believe. There's Lies Girls Believe. And we for years have thought, what about the boys? They need equipping too. They need to be invited into this conversation about identifying lies and replacing them with truth. So we feel really honored to get to be the ones to champion this message for the boys, because most families have them. Yeah. And they're under equipped. There's lots and lots and lots of resources for girls, and I'm grateful for that. But if you were to go to peruse some shelves of Christian books, you would find far fewer resources for our boys. And I think that's showing in their lives. They're struggling on a lot of fronts.
Well, you mentioned excuse me, there I go, choking up again. But you mentioned Nancy Wagamuth, and big shout out to her and Robert. Yeah. Love them. So grateful for them and for Revive Our Hearts and just the wonderful ministry there. And you wouldn't think, like, man, they would be producing books for boys, but yet for the mamas that are out there, not only is the journey for dads wonderfully terrifying for raising boys, but what is it like being a mom of boys, Aaron?
Yeah, I sent Jason a picture yesterday of a tablespoon, and I said, this is where I store everything I understand about how boys and men think. Because it is,
there we go.
Like, they just think so differently from me. That's clear in scripture. God made us distinct from the beginning, and even that elementary idea is very much under attack. But I wouldn't, of course, trade it. And now that our boys are starting to get older, at least the first two, we're starting to see the Lord shape them into men who will be kingdom builders, who will champion the church, who will carry the banner of the gospel. And I just feel so privileged to get to be a part of what the Lord wants to do in their hearts and lives. But it takes so much prayer and so much conversation and discernment. I'm so grateful we have the Word and the Spirit and the church, because I'd be sunk without those tools.
Well, I think about, as I think about your book, I think about Frederick Douglass, this great intellect and social reformer. He's a Christian follower of Christ as well. And he says this statement, Jason, that it is harder to fix broken men than to raise healthy boys. And I think that our society pays the price of fixing broken men because we haven't made the investment of raising healthy boys. How important is it to your heart, Jason, to raise boys who are culture-proofed, if you will, lie-proofed against the lies of this culture? And what long-term impact do you think that has?
Yeah, absolutely. And to speak to that quote, I'm blown away by it. I hadn't read it before, but I think there's a lot of truth there. And I think our society has a lot of broken men that we're trying to fix them using the wrong tools. And when you use the wrong tools, you're not able to do the job right, of course. But really, the future, the present and the future, belongs to our young people, specifically talking about boys now. And what our society, what our culture looks like in the coming years, 5, 10, 20 years, is really dependent on what the boys are hearing, seeing, believing now. And if we can help shape that for the positive, we'll shape the future for the positive. One thing that I keep coming back to is that most revivals started over the last many years have all started with young people turning their hearts and their minds to Christ. And if we can facilitate that in some small way, there's no way to know what kind of impact we could have.
Man, I did an interview to that point, Jason, a week ago, about college campuses around the country, from Texas A&M to Auburn University to Christian places like Asbury. You're hearing stories of revival, and I love that. And you're right, we can contribute to it. It seems to me, guys, at the core of the problem, though, is that our hyper-feministic culture has so lost what it means to be a boy, that a lot of boys just don't know what it means to be a boy. I was talking to you guys before I came on the air and shared that this morning, even riding to school, me and my sweet Judah, who's 10 years old now, double digits, we're talking about what does it mean to be a husband? And I love, one of the things I love about your book is it sets us up for conversations. I don't want people to think that all of this requires, like, you got to have a bachelor's degree in Bible and theology. Like, you can have these conversations, and Aaron and Jason set you up for that. But it seems to me, Aaron, that so much of it comes back to just being able to explain what it means to be a boy, which for a lot of people in our culture right now is offensive. So how do we just break through that?
Yeah, I mean, just this morning at the breakfast table, there's a podcast that I host. My oldest son was saying, "What was your topic yesterday?" And I said, "We were talking about why it's good to be a girl." And he kind of thought about it for a beat in between, like, bites of his Pop-Tart, and said, "I sort of feel like the whole world is trying to tell me that it's bad to be a boy." And I was like, "You're onto something there, bud. There is a lot of messages coming at you that are identity. It's all about dismantling our God-given identity. And so much damage can be caused in an individual life, and then there's ripple effects from that. when we get sideways on our identity. And so I think you mentioned you don't have to have a bachelor's in theology. I actually think our kids would prefer we don't, because they're not thinking about it as a theological argument. They're thinking about, who am I and what am I supposed to be? And are these things the things that define me? Is sports what makes me a boy? Is the color of my room what makes me a boy? Is whether I'm tough or the way my body's built what makes me a boy? And so we really have to be so foundational with our kids and with ourselves, which is, God made you. And because God made you, he gets to define what he wants you to be. And boys and girls are not the same. That is in the water our kids are drinking, kind of no matter where they are. And we got to unpack that for them and say, look right here in Genesis 1, boys and girls are different.
Well, to our girls, we got to say it's good to be a girl. But to our boys, we need to say loudly, it's good to be a boy. We're going to talk about the joy of being a boy. And we're going to also talk about God's truth. In the midst of it all, we want to encourage you to join us on this journey. The phone number to get your copy of Lies Boys Believe is 888-644-4144. Call today or go to equipradio.org. We'll be right back. Our boys are vulnerable to the lies of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And it's our job to help them embrace God's truth for themselves. That's why I chose this witty, biblically grounded book for your son and the parents guide for you as our impact gift for this month. Lies Boys Believe will help our sons recognize deception and to stand strong. Request your copy of Lies Boys Believe and the parent guide by calling 888-644-4144 or visit equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. I want you to join us on this journey all month long. We're helping to lie-proof our boys with this book, Lies Boys Believe. It's an epic quest for truth by Aaron and Jason Davis. I want you to get your copy of it. And I want to say thanks to all who are calling right now, 888-644-4144. Big shout out to Dan from Orland Park, Illinois. What about Michael from Lynchburg, Tennessee? Mark from Logansport, Indiana. I love this. Daryl from Georgia. James from Illinois as well. It's awesome seeing these guys calling in saying, I want to lie proof my boys. It's great to see dads calling in. And then we got Lois calling in as well. We are grateful for you, Shanna and Ann. It's great seeing moms checking in as well. We all need to be united in rescuing our boys. The fact of the matter is the crises that our boys are facing is pretty well documented now. It's talked about in a lot of different circles. And I think it's high time for the church to recognize that we need to be leading in this conversation and not lagging. And I think that Aaron and Jason has equipped us with a tool to be able to do just that. You see how I worked the word equip in there, guys? So I want to encourage you, get a copy. Go to our website, equipradio.org. That's equipradio.org. Jason, I'm going to start with you, and then Aaron, I'd love to hear from you. Out of all the lies, there's 10 lies you guys cover in this book. Which one do you feel like has stood out to you the most as you raise your boys, as you have processed through the book, as you've talked to other parents? I'll ask that of Jason, and then I want to hear from Aaron as well.
So obviously we had to limit the number of lies down in order to fit in a book format. The one that stands out to me the most is following Jesus is boring, or at least that's the one I've been thinking about the most lately. And our boys are designed to do and go and experience. And if following Jesus looks like, you know, sitting quietly 100% of the time with your hands folded and things like that, it just doesn't mesh well with their DNA, with the way they were created. And this is a lie that is prevalent. It's one that our boys believe because of what we make faith look like. And if we can express to them the true adventure of following Jesus, it changes things.
Aaron and Jason, you know, a few years ago, and this has come up periodically within my household, my wife was sharing with me about her concern over one of our sons playing video games too much, you know. And, you know, I agreed with her, and I thought to myself, well, I just need to restrict it, and, you know, I need to challenge him on it. And the Lord convicted me and just really opened my eyes to the fact of, no, he's turning to those video games because his heart is yearning for adventure. His heart is yearning for engagement. And if he doesn't get it, he's going to find it somewhere. So he finds it in the fantasies of video games. But the way that I break that maybe over-engagement of video games is not through shaming him, but by giving him an alternative of saying, son, come and do with me. And I think that, man, you're exactly right, Jason. When we think of our faith as living, active, engaging, and an adventure to be lived and not just facts to be memorized, then it's a game changer for our boys. We're going to go to phone lines in just a moment. I want to go back to Aaron first, though. But if you want to call in, maybe you're a grandmother or a grandfather. Maybe you're a dad or a mom, and you're seeing your boys caught up in these lies that maybe Christianity is not a fun adventure, or maybe some of the lies that Aaron is going to talk to us about. I want us to pray for you today. We would love to be your prayer partner and come alongside of you in this fight for our boys. The phone number to join the conversation is 877-LIVE-675. It's not a coincidence you've tuned in today. God loves your boy. He loves your son. He loves your grandson, and he wants to see him rescued by the truth. We will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So I want you to call 877-548-3675. We will pray for your boys, but call now. Aaron, what lie out of the 10 really stand out to you?
I'm going to choose the lie, I can't control myself. I think one of the areas where there's a lot of messages coming at our boys is that boys are nothing but their impulses, right? And they can't control those impulses. And Jason's taught me to think of self-control, which is a biblical word, as strength under control. So we don't want to emasculate our sons. We don't want them to be weak. We don't want them to never fight back when it's appropriate, but we also don't want them to feel like they can't control themselves at all. We teach our boys from very little a little talk back. I'll say, what is a man without self-control? And they know to say back, a city without walls, which of course comes straight from scripture. And the idea that they leave themselves vulnerable when they just become their impulses. So learning that actually you have a helper, if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit indwells you and you can resist temptation and choose the narrow road of Jesus, I think is a really important message for our boys.
Now, you guys are such husband and wife. You chose the lies that are right back to back with one another. There you go. So those who are keeping score at home, those are lies 7 and 8. Lie number 7, following Jesus is boring. Lie number 8, I can't control myself. And I love this. The truth is that you combat it with is you have a helper. What does that mean, Aaron? What are you trying to drive home there for our boys?
Yeah, I want them to, of course, we want all of our sons to follow Jesus. And then we have this gift when we're followers of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit and he becomes our guide. It's why Jesus said, it's actually good for me to go away because I'm sending a helper. And he's not some distant spirit force. He is here to guide us, and nor is he feminine. I mean, he's God, and he guides them, and he wired them, and he knows how they work. And so I don't want my boys to think it's all up to me. You know, I got to figure this out every day. I got to white knuckle my way through life. I want them to be strong, but I also want them to be dependent. And that dichotomy is only available in Christ.
You know, I was thinking about this, and we're going to go to the phone lines. Folks are calling in from all over the country. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment. Phone number 877-548-3675. But I was thinking about this weekend. I'm teaching at our church, and one of the things that I said is that the difference that the Holy Spirit makes is that God changes us on the inside. He changes our very appetites and desires. Everything else is kind of about behavior modification. You go to military and learn some discipline, or maybe a job that's tough. You can learn some discipline. But if you're talking about changing a heart, it takes God for that. Let's go to the phone lines. And Sandy is listening in Florida. Sandy, I got a minute before a break, but I wanted to get you in. How can we pray for you, Sandy?
I have an adult son that a father, a husband in the military, but he spends a lot of time gaming, and he goes to church, he takes his family to church, but he's not as engaged as I would like him to be. I don't think he sees the excitement, like you said, in being a follower. Yeah. So if we could just lift him up, because he is a good daddy, but there's so much more. There's so much more.
Yeah, I wish I could sit across from him. He's probably seen a lot. Maybe that's an escape for him. But, Father, we just pray that you would just capture Sandy's son's heart. Lord, that you would allow his heart to desire to commune with you. Video games can be a good thing. They can be a source of healthy entertainment. They can also be a distraction from our relationship and commitment to you. And I pray that there be nothing in between his soul and his Savior. Lord, bless him as a dad as well, to disciple his own heart well, so that he can help to disciple the hearts of his sons. Thank you for Sandy. Bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Maybe you have a son you'd like for us to pray for. 877-LIVE-675 or equipradio.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a pre-recorded encore presentation of Equipped with Chris Brooks.
Phone lines are filling up at 877-548-3675. And I love that, because that means that you love your children, your grandchildren, your sons, your grandsons. We're praying today for boys all month long. We're on a mission. We're on a quest, an epic quest for truth. And that's why we have adopted the Lies Boys Believe as our resource of the month. All month long, we want to invite you to join me on this mission to help to live proof our boys. We want our boys to be what Aaron and Jason Davis call lie fighters. We want them to know how to fight against the lies of our culture. And I want to say thank you for those who are calling, saying, sign me up for that. I want to get a copy of the book, and I want to also be a blessing to Equip. Phone number is 888-644-4144. That's the number to get your copy of Lies Boys Believe, and the way that it works, a gift of any amount to the ministry. Now, this isn't like a retail sale where you're saying, hey, I just want to cover the cost of the book. We're asking for you to invest into Equip, so your most generous gift. And then we not only send you the book, but you enable the mission of this ministry to go forward, and you make resources like this available far, broad, and wide. So please call 888-644-4144, just like Krista did from Alabama, and Gloria from Illinois, and Sean from Ontario, our friends from Canada checking in as well. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, if you guys don't mind, Aaron and Jason. And I want to go to Johnny, who's listening in Florida. Hey, Johnny, thanks for listening. How can we pray for you today?
Chris, I want you to pray for my great-grandson. He's 6 years old, and I take him to church with me. And he tell me church is born. And okay. I don't know what to do. His daddy don't talk to him, but I'm trying to raise him up in the church.
Yeah.
Because I know he needs Jesus.
What a blessing.
Let's pray for him.
I will. And can you give me his name, his first name?
His name is Jason.
Jason. All right. We're going to pray, Johnny. Jason, can I ask you to pray for Johnny's great-grandson?
Lord, we come to you and thank you for Jason, Johnny's grandson. And Lord, I pray and I ask that you continue to equip Johnny to be a truth speaker into Jason's life, that you use him in a mighty way to raise up a next generation of men who love you and serve you. Lord, give him insight beyond his own abilities to see the ways to communicate, the activities to do with his grandson that will point his heart and mind toward you, and give him grace and peace as he's doing that, so that he knows that he's working in the right direction and helping to raise up this young man in the right ways. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for grandparents. I don't know what to do. I tell you as often as I can that the second most important people in a child's life after their parents are the grandparents. You have an awesome ministry, Grandma, Granddad. So you keep doing it, Johnny. And I want to encourage others. Maybe you have grandchildren that you say, I would love to get this into their hands. My grandsons, why don't you call today, 888-644-4144, or go to equipradio.org. Let's go to Ruth, listening in Illinois. Hey, Ruth, how can we pray for you today?
Oh, my goodness, divine appointment. I was talking to my son on the phone. I have three male grandchildren. Theodore is 5 years old. Baby Johnny is three. And Tice is just 3 weeks old. And I have a granddaughter who has a lot of moxie with all these boys. But there's been so many struggles with Theodore. His mom was very ill with cancer. There's been a lot of illness in the family. He was separated because of a bone marrow, and it's affected him. I speak with him. I'm there often, but not, you know, like I stay over sometimes when she has to go in for chemo and whatnot. What does a grandmother do with, sure, you know, her son, her grandson, and imploring? Like, my son is overwhelmed. My son is overwhelmed.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
does everything, you know, for the home. Because
let me say this to you, Ruth.
I will call for a book for sure.
Yeah, let me just say this to you. First off, what a blessing you are. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being in your son's life. I think you're doing the right thing, and that is, you know, be a prayer partner, be a support, and that's what you're doing. And the other thing that I just want to remind every dad of, you know, when we think about spiritually leading our families, it can feel overwhelming. And in particular, let me just say this. I'm a pastor, and it feels overwhelming at times. And so I can only imagine, if you're not a pastor, it's like, man, how do I open up the Bible and lead my family and all this stuff? But when you read Deuteronomy chapter 6, where we get this blueprint, if you will, for how to pass truth on from one generation to the next, it mixes in both formal and informal times around God's word. And I say that just to say that everything doesn't have to feel like a formal Bible study where you're getting out your Bible and all your Bible tools and you're walking through a passage for 40 minutes. Sometimes it can be you taking a piece of scripture or you taking a truth of scripture and just having a dialogue with your son, kind of like what I did this morning with my son, who's 10, around what does it mean to be a husband, and just talking through what the Bible has to say about that. I hope that relieves a little bit of pressure, but getting resources for your son too, Ruth, is a huge blessing. So I am going to encourage you, get the resource Lies Boys Believe, and I'm going to ask Erin if she'd be willing to pray for you, Ruth, for your sons, and for your three sweet grandsons.
I'd be honored. Lord, thank you for Ruth. I can hear her heart for you and for her family, even in that brief phone call. And I thank you that she is soft-hearted. We pray for this young family that's experiencing a lot, new baby, cancer, and everything in between. I want to pray especially for Theodore, that what the enemy intends for evil, you would redeem for good. I pray that you would raise Theodore up like an oak of righteousness, planted by streams of living water. Help Ruth to persevere. Help her son to persevere. Help Theodore's mommy to persevere. God, we're desperately dependent on you. I pray that you would infuse this sweet family with your spirit, even now, that they would feel your nearness and your love for them. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
We can't be passive, friends. We have to be proactive. the fact of the matter is, if you're not getting ahead of the lies, then the lies are going to get your boys. So I want to encourage you, get this tool. That's why I wanted to share it, because it's been so impactful for me. I want you to call 888-644-4144. Aaron, let's talk about this. You were bringing it up. We had to go to a break, but lie number five. Girls rule, boys drool.
Yep.
I love that title.
We could do episode after episode after episode of the impact of feminism. And feminism is not actually the statement that women have value. Of course they do. Scripture affirms that. Or even that they're equal to men. But it is that women are somehow better. And that song, Anything You Can Do, I Could Do Better, is the beating heart of that movement. And it has found its way into lots and lots of parts of our world. I mean, just academically, you mentioned that this is well documented. Our boys are not doing well at school. And one study really fascinated me. It was this social scientist. He studied boys and girls, and he had them draw pictures. And girls would draw scenes, mommy and daddy and flowers and parks and trees and birds. And boys would almost always draw something at a point of impact, a rocket going into space, a gun firing. And the teachers would say, Why did you draw that? Why can't you be more like Sally over here? And boys very quickly get the message that something is wrong with me. I am not meeting the expectations, and I don't know why I'm not meeting the expectations. And that can put them on one of two paths, either anger and aggression or extreme passivity. And that's just one example. We see that in lots of places. The message that who you are as a man, the strength you bring to the table as a man, the perspective you bring to the table as a man or a boy, is there's something wrong with it, and it needs to be shaped into a woman-shaped whole. And that's very difficult for our boys to understand, interpret, deal with. And you're right, we can't be passive. The enemy is not being passive. And so we need to be active in combating that lie. Of course, the truth is that the differences between guys and girls are God's idea. We see that, of course, in Genesis 1 and then all throughout Scripture, that He designed us distinct. Of course, both valuable, but not the same.
I love this. The differences between guys and girls are God's idea, and we need to drive that home. As you were talking, Aaron, I was thinking about this quote from C.S. Lewis, "The devil always sends errors into the world in pairs of opposites, and he always encourages us to spend a lot of time thinking which is the worst." You see why, of course. He relies on our extra dislike of the one error to draw you gradually into the opposite one. So I think some will say, well, yeah, don't our girls need to be affirmed? Well, absolutely they do.
Of course.
Don't our boys need to be affirmed? Well, absolutely they do. And so what Satan wants to do is to have these two lies that either girls don't have value or boys don't have value. And the next thing you know, you hate the one lie so much that you get drawn into the other. And so maybe you hate the lie that girls don't have value so much that you swung to the opposite end of the pendulum to say, well, what do we need boys for? What do we need fathers for at all? You know, I was watching the news yesterday as famous football player is retiring, and he's talking about how much his father meant to him and the gift of fatherhood. Dads matter, boys matter, and I'm so grateful that Aaron has put this in a book to remind our boys that you do have a place at the table. You matter. We need boys who are going to be demonstrating God's power under his authority, under his control, but yet not ashamed or afraid to demonstrate the power of God. Our culture needs it, and our boys need it. I want you to get a copy of the book. 888-644-4144 is the number. I'm going to come to you, Jason, with one more lie before we go to break. I don't need friends. Man, talk about that lie.
Yeah, and it's a difficult one, especially as young boys turn into young men and turn into men. It's one that we believe. And there's a verse that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And the idea is there that the piece of iron scrapes off a piece of the blade. in order to leave a sharper edge. And so, you know, can we exist in a vacuum without godly friends? I think that the evidence is there that we can exist, but we certainly cannot thrive, and we cannot become the implement, the tool that God wants us to be, with a sharp edge, and to be able to be used for good work.
Yeah, I love that you bring this up, because I often underestimate the importance of male friendships in my own life, modeling that for my boys. My busyness in life can make it easy for me to forget how important that is. But I just thank God for the men that he's put into my life. I thank God for my brothers. I thank God for the mentors that he's given. Obviously, I thank God for my dad as well. Big shout out to him. And the fact of the matter is, I love this truth that combats the lie. You need battle buddies. You need battle buddies. You need friends who are taking this journey with you. Our boys need to understand that Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he loves coming after boys who isolate themselves and try to go it alone. Listen, your sanctification, your Christianity is not a solo sport. Get the book at equipradio.org. Forming your son into a man who can recognize a lie, resist it, and replace it with truth won't just happen, but it's a skill he can learn as you lead him. Lies Boys Believe is a lie-busting, truth-telling book, and it comes with a parent guide too. We'll equip you to train your son to love and trust God's word. These two resources are yours with the gift of any amount to equip. Simply call 888-644-4144 or give online at equipradio.org. I love that folks are calling in from all over the country. Patricia from Chattanooga, Tennessee just got her copy of the book. Leonilda from Garden City, Michigan, checking in. She just got her copy. Kathy from Cleveland, Ohio, just got her copy of the book. So did Beverly from St. Petersburg, Florida. So I want to encourage you to call 888-644-4144. 888-644-4144. Lies Boys Believe, an epic quest for truth. Let's lie-proof our boys. As a matter of fact, let's make them into lie fighters so that they can combat the lies in their own hearts and in the hearts of others as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Aria is listening to us in Naples, Florida. Aria, how can we pray for you today?
I would like you to pray for my great-grandson. His name is Alexander. He has the book, but of course he hasn't read it. I think he's 12 years. I have so many of them, 12 years old. Every time I see him, I remind him, and I tell him, Alexander, you have to read the book.
That's good. But, that's so good.
He had gotten in trouble. Chris, he had gotten in trouble in school. He was in regular school, and they threw him out, but he's back in school now. He was out for a year.
Well, you're doing the right thing as a grandma. I just want you to know this, Aria. You're doing the right thing as a great grandma. Sorry, great grandma. You're doing the right thing. You sound so young. I made a mistake. I apologize, but Aria, you're doing the right thing. You got the book in his hands, and I'm going to ask Aaron to pray for Alexander. But before we pray for Alexander, it makes me think about the parent guide. Or in this case, the great-grandparent guide, Aaron. How would you use the parent guide and the book together? What would be your recommendation?
Well, we haven't talked about it, but the book's a unique format. It's a fiction story. It tells the story of a dad and his boys. They take this big adventure. We did that because our boys love fiction. They love adventure stories. So I hope that you and your boy will read the book together. But the parent guide is the conversation starter. It's going to help you know what big ideas. We're hoping your son learns along the way. It's going to give you some inroads, we hope. Maybe you could have this conversation this way. This would be an opportunity to bring it up. It's not going to look like sitting your son down and taking notes side by side quietly. In other words, it doesn't look like that in our house, but we hope that it creates open dialogue. And as you said, you don't have to have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. But we definitely want our boys to be talking to us about these things. And so it's a way to hopefully prime the pump for those conversations and help you know where to direct his little heart.
Can you pray for Alexander?
I'd love to. Lord, I thank you for Alexander. He's made in your image. You love him. And you have thrown his sin to the depth of the ocean. He's not a troublemaker in your view. He's totally redeemable and you adore him. So I pray that he would recognize that he would find his hope and strength in you. And I pray for his sweet grandmother, Aria. I pray that you would keep her steadfast, keep her praying for her boys and for her many other children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We love you. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
I want you to take this adventure with Lenny and Thomas King. You'll get introduced to them in the book. You get introduced to Dad and Mama and Nana and all of these wonderful characters on the adventure as well. It's so good, and I want you to get a copy of it. It's great reading, and the parent guide just helps you to have the conversation. And I promise you guys, it is not meant to be intimidating. So don't feel like, man, Chris Brooks is going to send me a book of theology, though there's a whole lot of good theology in it. I don't want you to feel like you got to be some college professor. You can do this. And I'm going to give you, Jason, just a final word for guys who feel like, man, I don't know if I could do this, or even moms who feel like, I don't know if I can do this. Give them some encouragement. Why can we do this, Jason?
Well, the truth is you can't on your own. But if you love the Lord and have his spirit, you can do his work in the lives of your children and grandchildren and even, yes, great-grandchildren. And so the first thing you need to do, the first place to start is with prayer. Be praying for those youngsters and be praying for opportunities to speak truth as you're going, not necessarily, okay, here's the 5 minutes that I'm going to speak truth into your life, sit down, but as you're going, as you're doing the grocery shopping or throwing a ball back and forth or whatever it is you happen to be doing, be aware that that is an opportunity to speak truth into the life of your young man, and pay attention. And when that opportunity arises, led by the Spirit and the young man, take advantage of it.
And you so good. Well, Aaron, you are off the hot seat. You are as well, Jason. Thank you, guys. Friends, get the book at equipradio.org. Until we're together again next time, as always, remember, Equip with Chris Brooks is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.